We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
All right, Woody, you got me on that one. I did watch most of the first round, only because I had my 91-year-old father in the house with me, and that's what he wanted to watch. And then he's asking me questions about every guy and what's this stat and what's that stat. I got to tell you, first of all, if you don't know him, and it's on MLB Network, I know, Woody, you and I have gone through this a million times. And now, last night, a lot of high school players, a lot of high school shortstops. And, you know, they're breaking down these guys. And I'm like, how much have you seen of these high school guys? Now, you know, they play tournaments in different places, and the best players get to play in these tournaments, and so they get to evaluate it that way. And then they were throwing out all these stats. They got stats for everything, man. I'm like George Brett. I heard George Brett on a podcast recently. And it was one of the best podcasts I've ever heard. And he's going, what are we doing with all these numbers? Like there's too many numbers, man. Get up, hit the ball. Field the ball, catch the ball, play smart, throw to the right base. And I was like, yeah. And we got numbers for everything. We're putting a lot of people in from really good schools are getting jobs right now with analytics. And science and all that. No, listen, I'm not against the science. I think it's good. Trying to keep guys fresh, trying to figure out when they're most rested and how their engine's running late in the season and all that stuff. I got no problem with that. But this like, there's just too many numbers, man. At some point, you know, with two strikes, you can't swing out of your pants and strike out. You got to make contact. I mean, there's just some fundamental things through the years that aren't going to change. And, man, everything seems to be about power, and we think his power numbers are going up. So the three-point shot and the power numbers, it's so funny. I don't know if you have anything in football right now that matches. I guess, you know, we want quarterbacks to throw a zillion touchdowns. But, yeah, I was just thinking, three-point shooters and guys can hit home runs. We got, by the way, a ton of guys with a ton of home runs before the All-Star break here as they finished the first half of the season last night. But a lot of crazy stuff. Hey, Woody, man, we got a lot to get to here. That was just some of my wild take on everything, and I know it's good, and I know it helps everybody, and it gives them more to work on and with all these numbers. I just wonder at what point a young kid goes, hey, man, stop. I can't take any more of these numbers. I appreciate you showing them to me, but I just got to get up there, man, and because you can't have a lot of junk in your head, man. You've got to be able to dissect it and then go out and execute it. But you start throwing too much stuff, and the next thing you know, man, you're running around in la-la land, you know, absolutely terrible. That's how I look at it. Hey, Woody, while I was gone, what the hell happened? Asante Samuel, this story, it can only happen to the Dolphins. It's just fitting for the Miami Dolphins going into the season. It is. It was just like, okay, this will be the last thing that pops up. This will be the last thing. I'm not sure I understand this. So, and I think I know how this thing goes, or at least I was told how this thing goes. Asante Samuel's doing a podcast, and he says a lot of stuff, and he was a really good player. He's a 50-plus interception guy and a really good player for the Patriots. So he takes some shots at Mike and Chris, which, you know, at this point is extra dogpiling. But anyway, as we get set for the season, meanwhile, Asante Samuel is waiting to pass his physical for a neck. And I don't know if it was his shoulder or something else to get. He's supposed to be getting a green light on his physical so he can sign with the team. He's got a lot of starts. He didn't play a lot last year because he got injured. It was a neck surgery and shoulder surgery, if I'm not if I'm not mistaken. So they're waiting on this. So your dad comes out and just rips one of the teams. And, of course, he's from down here. And I'm guessing if the money's about the same, when Asante Samuel look at this as a great opportunity to come in and play? 25-year-old guy with a ton of starts. Got more experience than every one of our cornerbacks, except maybe Cater. I didn't look at their numbers exactly. I think Asante Samuel's got 47 starts. That's a lot of starts. But his old man comes out and just blasts the team. So people ask me, and I haven't really talked to you about this, so I just got to weigh in on this. So right away I get a call. Hey, how's Mike and Chris going to take this? I said if they want him and he wants to come, they're not worried about the dad. They're worried about what the agent, who after Asante Samuel Sr. made those comments on his podcast, Asante Samuel Jr.'s agent, I'm guessing, made a call and said, hey, whatever's being said, that's not how we feel. That's his dad. He's got his podcast. That's not how my client feels. But I just thought, wow, of all things, the pushover and no backbone and all the other stuff and can't control your players and all the stuff that everybody's been talking about. But just Woody, you must have just beat the hell out of that last week. That was just a crazy one.
Well, we've heard from a lot of, you know, players that were here. We've heard similar stuff. And I think Kyle brought up a pretty good point. Like, how the hell would that guy know what's going on inside the Dolphins, you know, organization, Joe? But it was a rough week while you were gone, man. It was pile on time for the Dolphins, the old dog pile like you talk about.
We're that extra kid. There's already 10 kids on the man, one kid on the bottom. Yeah. And he's screaming, get off.
Any national media member that had a microphone last week, Joe, was like, they just, you know, ESPN, whoever, NFL Network had some guys that weighed in on the team. And it was bad, man. It was everywhere from this is the last chance for Mike and Tua to, you know, the culture's, you know, an issue. It was a little bit of everything.
Well, if they're as close as everybody's saying and they really got it together this offseason, this is the kind of stuff that should motivate your team. This is the kind of stuff, they know it, everything that's being said about him. Tua understands he's got to play 17 games. All the positions are getting ripped. They're aware of it, the O-line, the cornerbacks. Meanwhile, it's a great opportunity to shut everybody up, make everybody look bad, save your jobs, and all that stuff. If you don't like it, change it. If you don't like it, which I don't like it, I'm guessing they don't like all the narratives. By the way, we have just abused that word, narratives. But
that's
anyway.
Your favorite word, man.
So now, if you don't like all of them that are being said, you go out and you fix them. You with the guys you have on this team, you pick these guys, you believe you can win with them, and let's go. Let's do it. I'm at a point, like right now, next week when they report, I'm not going to be looking around trying to get information on who's late for a meeting and what guy doesn't like another guy or what guy came out late to stretch. I don't care. I don't care. That stuff has been out there. It is blown up over this whole offseason. Now it's just time to fix it. If you don't like it and you're as tight and you're as good as those guys all say, let's go do it. Let's see it. It's no more talk. Leadership, great. I love seeing good leadership. I do because I think it's important. But if you're going to be a leader, you got to be on the field. You got to play. Leaders usually are your best players. And we need some guys that have bounce back seasons. We need some guys to stay healthy. And that's where we are. We got a chance. It's not like you look at the roster right now and you're going, hey, this group pretty much stays healthy, which isn't usually the case in the league. You know, it's funny. I was going to go through while I was spending some extra time with my dad. I was going to go through some of those numbers of, like, how many guys, because we did have a lot of guys on IR, but so do a lot of other teams. It's not just us. It was a lot of teams got beat up. The 49ers, first team I always think of, they came in town. They were beaten up. So nobody cares, man. It's just let's get to camp, get your business done. Doesn't matter what anybody says. Now it doesn't matter. Whatever side of the fence you're on with this team, it really doesn't matter. We know what the expectations are for most people. Not all people, but a lot of people. And you know what key guys need to stay healthy and produce. Pretty clear. And here we go. So it's pretty simple to me, man. This whole thing is pretty simple, because what, they can sit around and just do interviews and like, that's BS what that guy said about me. And no, just like, okay, we know what everybody's saying. Mike's going to start the season when he calls them all together, all 90 guys in that first meeting. He's going to say, hey, man, I want to let you guys know we're all on hot seats around here. Nobody thinks much of our team, but we do. And he's got to do us against the world, man. Us against the world, which they've been doing forever. So let's go and get rolling. Because this team and where we were just a couple years ago, right, 11-6 in 2023, first round loss to the Kansas City Chiefs with all the guys injured. That was just a couple years ago. I thought that team, when healthy, was the best team they had in 20-something years. They had put together a really good team. It didn't play out at the end of the year. It fizzled. Injury and poor play. It fizzled. So here we go, man. We'll see what it looks like, and we'll get rolling. Got to get Zach Sealer's contract done. Now, Zach Sealer's got to be watching this Jonnu Smith situation and going, ooh, holy crap. He's a good player. He's one of the best players on our team last year, numbers-wise. I wonder. Zach, you're in a little different situation, man. They need you. Zach, one of the quality guys on this team and best players on this team, if not the best player on this team, back-to-back seasons of 10-plus sacks, 10 sacks. He's got Benito Jones and three rookies around him right now. Zeke Biggers, Jordan Phillips, the new Jordan Phillips, not the old one, and Kenneth Grant. Those guys need a big brother, and there's one big brother on that team that's been really good, and that's Zach Sealer. This team has made it clear to Christian Wilkins a long time ago, sacks, I'm sorry, man, but sacks are a big, and you know, we appreciate you had 100 tackles and ton of tackles for loss, but you only had 3.5 sacks. It's about sacks, man. So Zach Sealer, who's good friends with Christian, knows that. And he goes, hey, man, I was told this is all about sacks. I'm the only guy in the league inside that's had double digit 2 years in a row. Show me a little money. Show me a little money. The last thing I want, for once, I don't want any guys doing certain drills and not doing the other drills. I want our guys to do all the drills. And when they're out, they're out. But I don't want it to be obvious where the coach has to go, what's the latest on Zach Sealer's contract? We saw he did some of the drills today, but when they're going against the offense, he wasn't doing anything. You don't want that. And then the other thing is, I know they want to add a veteran cornerback. It's pretty clear. They've reached out to a lot of guys on the cheap, and these guys all want to get paid. And there's other choices. There's 3 or 4 teams looking for cornerbacks right now. Can we grab one of those guys at the end? And he goes, okay, I'm coming. And is that the guy you want? Because I don't want 401k guys. We've had enough of those guys that just show up, get their money, build their home, and go, hey, this is where I wanted to be anyway. This is an easy one. So anyway, we got to go to break. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning, Woody. A lot of stuff going on here, man.
Well, you must have a lot of buildup. I know you let some out there.
Oh, by the way, but you think I watched a draft last night. I watched more Heat Summer League basketball than I ever have.
Well, it's out on your side of the country there, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
When they go from San Francisco to Las Vegas. So, yeah, got themselves a new shooter with people fired up about Norman Powell.
Yeah, it was the talk of the town while you were gone, yeah.
I mean, score.
Yeah.
Counting on it.
I don't think that's the name people were hoping for, but
no, I mean, agree.
It's okay.
I agree. Anyway,
we're searching for a number one, man.
By the way, I'll tell you the weirdest one. I don't know if you got it. Spo called out a center a little bit, but apparently you didn't get the message. Like, this summer league basketball is not grab ass. Like, it's your chance to get better. You played better than we thought you would last year. But what I've been watching in summer league basketball is a joke. You got to pick it up. Wow. How about that? Spo coming out. We haven't seen him for months. Spo coming out strong. Atlantic Men's Clinic coming out strong every day, too. ED, low T, man, if you're going through it right now, I just want to let you know, excuse me, Atlantic Men's Clinic works. It does. With any kind of problem you have right now, your energy level, your sex drive is gone. It happened to me. And when it happens, there's something you can do about it. Atlantic Men's Clinic just flat out works. Happens to every guy sooner or later. You're going to be dealing with ED and low T together. And when you do, you're going to wonder, you got to make a decision. Am I going to live like this? No sex drive. My energy level is gone. All I do is sleep and watch TV and gain weight. If you're tired of that, Atlantic Men's Clinic can make a big, big difference for you. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. They do it all. The T, the PSA test, and if medically advised, a test dose. So get ready to go, man. Get ready to go. Call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. 7 locations throughout South Florida.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Anyway, hey, Woody, we got some other stuff that Kyle Stowers, man, 3 home runs, 5 hits and 6 RBI going to the All-Star game and did it against the team that let him go, traded him. So Kyle Stowers having himself a nice start. He'll be in the All-Star game tomorrow. I wanted to make sure we got that in. How about this, Woody, 19-10 in the last month. How do you explain that team? From June 13th to July 13th, 19 wins and 10 losses. It's a hell of a story. It really is. I mean, they got some guys, obviously. And let's be honest, when you trade all your players and get a lot of young guys, you're gonna get some talented, young, talented guys. And Kyle Stowers looks like he's got a chance to be one of those guys, man. A 5-hit game, 3 home runs. Not like that happens every day for the Marlins. 5-hit games don't happen every day for the Marlins. And a 6 RBI performance with this showing last night before going to the All-Star game. Good stuff last night. So I want to talk about this Messi thing a little bit. Messi, man, since the end of that Club World Cup, which, by the way, PSG came up a little short, didn't win it after looking like they were just going to blow by everybody and screaming to everybody, we are the best team in the world, comes back, and he is just tearing up this MSL, tearing it up. And all I can think of, how good is this for business for that new stadium that's just about done? It's going to be done here pretty soon. Isn't it ready? 2026, right, Woody? I believe that thing's going to be ready to go.
It's getting there. It's making progress, yes.
So anyway, and it looks like Messi, of course, where's Messi going to go? First of all, he's 38 years old. He's scoring goals like he was 20 years old at Barcelona the way he's playing right now. And they want him in the new stadium. Of course they want him in the new stadium, man. They'll sell tickets. Got a lot of suites. You want to be able to sell them. And no matter what anybody tells you, it's nothing against all the other guys. He is the big piece. There's not – this not a team sport. I know it is a team sport, but this is a Messi. This is a Messi-driven team. And his sidekicks have done great. All the Barcelona brothers have all been good. They've all helped him to great passing and had their share of goals as well. But this thing's about Messi. They will try to get him to play, and he must love it. He's still making a lot of money without all the pressure that he's had to deal with on the last 3 or 4 teams. You agree with that, Woody? Much easier for Messi. His family loves it. He doesn't want to go anywhere. So anyway, that's, I guess, would you leave me, Woody? What the hell happened?
I'm sure he loves it here, Joe. He lives in that big, Porsche building in Sunny Isles, right?
I think he's got a couple of pads. The amount of money he's making.
You think he's got more than that one, huh?
Yeah, I'm guessing he's got him in different places. Like, hey, honey, tonight, let's go to the one.
Well, at least at that building, him and Tyreek can meet at the pool.
Is he in that same building or
what? I think that's the one where the incident happened, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, God.
I have my luxury high-rises mixed up here, but I think it might be the same building.
All right.
Well, so, hey, they can hang, you know?
Is that the one the car goes all the way up?
Yeah, yeah, they take the car all the way to your place.
I can't – anybody that listens to probably – the people that have that kind of money don't listen to us.
Yeah, but probably not.
They're listening to money shows and stuff. But I'm just – like, I can't get a picture of that. I heard about it. Like, some of these buildings – and Woody, you used to live down there. Some of these new buildings, your car actually comes up to your level. Is that true?
Yes, that is true. Yes.
It's just hard to imagine. I'm not trying to be. I get it because, I mean, I know it takes place, but I kind of like to see
it. Well, I think the whole point is it's like it's the Porsche building, like the car, you know, you're probably supposed to have a Porsche or something of that caliber there, you know?
Well, I'm guessing
if you're
living
like that. Decorative of, you know, like it looks nice.
I'm guessing if you're living like that.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. You're not living check to check. Yeah, there's no question, but. So I just was thinking, so you go out, hey, goodbye, instead of get on the elevator, you just go right out and push a button and the car comes up to you, and then it takes you down and you leave. You don't even have to go down to your car. Freaking unbelievable.
Makes it easier for Messi to get to the games.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know how many homes, but and I always loved this one. They're doing a Messi report, and they said his wife's very happy here. You know, she got a little say-so here late in the game. There's no question. Late in the game, we like it. The kids like it here. We have somewhat of a life. Nobody bothers us, but yet we can, you know, it's not soccer, crazy for maybe the greatest player of all time. And
it's interesting, though, because it's the only sport you ever see someone do something like this, right? Like, you've seen guys, you know, NBA players, I guess, go overseas after their career, like the Michael Beasleys or like the Stephon Marburys of the world. But you wouldn't see like MJ or LeBron go play another country because they don't have the talent to play in the NBA anymore.
No, but
so it is kind of like an interesting thing, right? To see a guy who's the, you know, still considered very good at what he does, the best, yeah, you know, supposedly the best ever.
I
to
just,
go play,
you know,
in like essentially a minor league in another country. It's kind of an interesting thing.
But Woody, he's making money like he's playing on a big team.
Oh, I know. I understand.
I'm not
saying he's making
what he was.
They got a big TV deal from Apple. I know.
He's got a lot of people. Adidas, Apple TV, a lot of people. And the team's giving him a piece of the growth and equity in the team. Yeah, the team's valued over $1 billion right now.
Well, it's, yeah, that stadium is going to be really nice on that prime real estate there right outside of downtown Miami. So,
but I honestly, you got to give him some credit. And I get it. Because this was not to take a shot at the end of this, and MLS not very good. The fact is, the guy's damn near 40 years old, and he's still doing things that are pretty amazing.
I mean, yeah. Joe, he's the Caitlin Clark of that league, right? Like, he's the driving,
oh my God,
he's the driving
close,
force
yes.
of that league.
Yes.
Except the other players seem to like him.
Yeah, by the way, that's a good point. People do like him. You never hear anything bad. Like, when they struggled, they went through that losing streak. It was Messi that said, hey, man, we're going to freaking get going. And he's leading the charge. After they played in that that tournament, he has been, before that and after, he's got them rolling.
They seem to understand that he's their Tiger Woods, right? Like, he's their Caitlin Clark, you know, for that league.
Yeah.
Kind of the driving force behind all those TV deals, except, like, again, like Caitlin Clark, they don't just take cheap shots at him every match.
No. No.
Yeah.
But he's... Hey, man, it was a great move. I'm guessing if you were to ask the Moss brothers, they would both tell you, Jose and Jorge, that was best thing we ever did getting this guy. Put us over the top. And, yeah, just amazing stuff so far, what he's been able to do. And, I mean, scoring 2 goals every night. It's just, what's he done, 5 or 6 games in a row now? A couple more goals for Messi. Just keep feeding him. He'll score. No problem. That's it. We'll keep going. Hey, on top of all that other stuff we've got Canes, SEC. What do you got? It's so weird. We got the SEC. We had the Big 12. I see we had the Big 12 the week before.
Yeah, they were talking. A lot of stuff came out of there. And I'm guessing the SEC and Big 10 will try to establish their dominance once again, Joe, right?
Well, the biggest thing is going to be, because I can already hear it, is we got to get this NIL under control. Deion Sanders.
Sure.
And you're going, well, you come up with a plan and you live by it and we'll do it.
I don't think you're going to hear those conferences, those two, the SEC and the Big Ten, crying about NIL money. That sounds more like a
they do every time Mario
lower
gets a
tier
guy
thing. But
they
I,
all
yeah.
whine.
Well, they're
they
in the lawsuit, right? They got the lawsuit going.
And then when they get somebody, it's because, you know, it wasn't money. It was just they wanted to play there, which is everybody I think has figured out, Woody. And I apologize to you. You were right and I was wrong. Money's pretty important. Money's pretty important.
Yeah, the money is important, and there's no answer to this thing. There's no easy answer, right? You could say you give the kids 2-year contracts. What happens when a kid breaks a contract, Joe? Who wants to be the first school to sue a kid?
Well, you
want to sue a kid for breach of contract? That'll look real good.
We got the BYU quarterback. That's an interesting one. Starting quarterback. Broke the Mormon rules and regulations. Had sex with a girl at school.
That's no good.
I knew you were laughing.
That's no good. Laughing. No good.
No,
over there.
But I got to tell you, when you get there and you go on a recruiting trip, and I did. I took one of my recruiting trips. Heavy pressure from my aunt and uncle who are Mormon, the only non-Catholics in the whole group. I had one Mormon family that lived up in the mountains, and she somehow had a strong personality, my aunt, and got involved in my business, and so I end up taking one of my recruiting trips to BYU, which, you know, they were really good. They had a really good team. Great passing game. They've always had a really good passing game, and a lot of good players came out of there. But I wasn't aware of the Mormon lifestyle. I wasn't aware of it. And they run all those things by you. And by the way, some of the most beautiful women in the world at BYU. Some of the most beautiful women, but they have rules and regulations, and it's also players have to turn players in, or they're just as guilty. So I'm in my dorm, and I look to the dorm next door, and a guy's got a girl coming out of his room. You got to turn that guy in, even if it's the best friggin' player on the team. And you're done. They have a pretty good size rule book, but that's just the way it is. Obviously,
do they encourage ratting? Is what you're saying?
I'm not saying that, but they have
to rat, though.
I'm guessing. Listen, there's been some guys stayed. Mike Kozlowski could not stay there. He didn't make it. we were laughing the other day. I was thinking some of the guys were able to stay and my senior year, there were a whole bunch of guys. Mark Wilson was one of the quarterbacks, first-round pick for the Raiders. They're straight. I mean, it was a straight group. And so I saw this. But anyway, it goes back to the Wisconsin thing. He's trying to play off the Lucas deal coming to Miami, and he's trying to get out. Now the NCAA's got a rule on that to see. But there's so, Woody, this whole thing, like, who's really going to step up? First of all, to control the transfer portal a little better. Second of all, the money. Where's this money headed? Where's it really headed when we start looking not the $20.5 million for the whole sports department?
Well, you know where it's heading, Joe. Come on. These guys will be making NFL contracts before this thing's all said and done. Tell me these big schools aren't going to, when it starts, you know, look, what's the quarterback numbers gone to, right? What was Cam? 1.5. This guy's 4.
4.2.
Four, yeah, so
I believe the guy at Oklahoma that went to Washington State, somebody told me he's at 5.
So you know how it works, bro. The price only goes up, right?
But
Isn't that how it works with sports, right? The price goes up every single year. Look at these contracts these NBA guys are signing.
The SEC guys, I can't wait to hear from Kirby.
They won't cry.
All the rest of them.
They're not going to complain.
About the system.
The money they got flown into those programs, they can't complain, right?
And the other thing is, those other – Joe, if you're up this morning, and Joe knows this, and I truly believe it, the Big Ten and the SEC don't give a crap about anybody else in football. They care about because they have almost equal power now, that money-wise. Contracts with TV networks. But they don't care. Think they care about the ACC? Think they care about the Big 12?
I don't think either of those conferences do because they probably both feel they could break off and start their own league.
So,
which they could, by the way, if they wanted to, right?
Well, I think most people think the SEC and Big Ten commissioners have more power than the NCAA.
Of course they do.
That's fair to say. We used to laugh about it, but now it's you see the way they're dominating in every sport, baseball, basketball, football, and what their teams have been able to do. It's
if they broke off, Joe, you think it would hurt their TV money?
I just
they'd
think
be just they'd be just fine.
I just think it looks bad, though, if you break away.
I mean, sure, it does,
keep
but
everybody.
I don't
you know,
think
when
they
you say
care,
Division
man.
I football, you want to know everybody's got a chance. If you happen to, if you're Boise State and you have a really good
there's
year,
no more everybody's got a chance, Joe. Come on. Those schools, the Boise States of the world, don't have a chance.
I'll tell you what, you're going to ACC meetings next week.
Yes.
And I'm really curious to see what this ACC is going to look like this year between Clemson, Miami. Miami's not getting as much love as they did a year ago with Cam Ward.
They should be.
Even though Mario and that staff believe they have a better overall team than they had a year ago. I think their offensive
I think this quarterback's going to be a whole hell of a lot better than people are giving him credit
yes,
for.
Yes, I agree.
Too.
I agree.
I think
that.
People are dogging him because they see some social media crap and they think he's not all in or whatever. I think he's going to be really good. But they do have a better overall roster too, Joe. So yeah, I think they have a chance certainly to win that conference.
So,
but
you know what we don't talk about with Carson Beck? I'm so glad you brought that up. But I know we got to go to break here. We're running.
That's okay.
Late here.
Do your
thing. I got major buildup.
I know you do.
Plus,
tell us about Carson Beck.
Head
what do you
cold,
got?
Large head cold, actually.
Yeah.
Carson Beck, you don't think he's got a little chip on his shoulder, the way that thing ended at Georgia? You talk about a guy that played under a microscope. You're a quarterback at Georgia. I think he's got something to prove. I think, besides the money, I think he handpicked this partially because of Cam Ward's success, but he did the same thing. Looked at the offensive line, looked at what he has to throw to, the big running backs, and he realizes he's got a chance to show everybody he can play. I think he's got a big chip on his shoulder.
Well, here's the good news, Joe. We'll find out on Tuesday, right? When we're up there, Miami's coming on Tuesday. We will find out a little more about this kid,
yes.
What he's all about.
Because
That was the first time last year I sat down with Cam Ward, and you got a pretty good idea what he was about when you sat down with him there, right?
I just had at this wedding I went to. Congratulations to my nephew and Mackenzie getting married. But Cam Ward came to the wedding. And I spent some real good time talking to him. He just doesn't change, man. He's all business. Talking about the team and, hey, how hard's the new system? Terminology a little different. Everything, he puts a positive spin on everything. Hey, you got enough there with you to win? I asked him. Hey, you feel pretty good? Yeah, oh yeah, we're good. That's up to me. I was like, geez. He's like, he's a GM head coach's dream come true. When you just talk to him. Like, he really does believe you're down 21 in the fourth. He's going to bring you back. That's him. He's anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing Carson back because you're right. It's been a completely different personality. He didn't have spring football. He was injured. The breakup with the girlfriend, the famous girlfriend. And he got bad-mouthed a little bit out of that, which is what happens. And I could care less. I don't care if he has a girlfriend or if he's dating five or six girls or what he's doing on his own time. As long as it doesn't affect his football, that's all Canes fans are going to care about. Right now, though, I'll tell you what I care about. You protecting your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. It is hurricane season. You probably know that. It's going to start popping up, that little teaser out in the Atlantic Ocean and the Gulf and everything else. And if you have a leaky roof, replace your old roof now, and you can pay later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed, doing everything they can to help you. If you were thinking about waiting another year, hoping you get lucky and miss a storm, Loctite Impact is telling you, hey, what are you waiting for? You can pay us later. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK all over South Florida. Covering you. Again, Loctite Impact for you.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's Morning Lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
To everybody out there as we continue on. Next week, we'll be talking about the Miami Dolphins being back at practice, as well as Woody will be up at the ACC meetings. We'll have University of Miami, and we'll have Mario Cristobal on with us and some of their players. I believe they're taking four players up, if I'm not mistaken. And then on top of that, everybody's really curious to see how much stuff Bill Belichick is going to do. How would you like to be head of communications in charge of Bill Belichick with, hey, because you know how this is. They come up to us ahead of time, go, hey, coach doesn't want to talk about this. And then they do it so much, sometimes you go, I can't have him on because it just makes me look bad. So and that guy goes ahead to everybody that Bill wants to go on because Bill's been told, like, hey, some of these cities we need to recruit, like South Florida. We got to get guys out of South Florida. We got a ton of great high school football players. Well, you got to tell their guys. You got to tell Hollywood over there, that guy over there, that young guy, and whoever's doing the show with him. You got to make sure he doesn't ask. He can't ask about my girlfriend. It's done. It's old. No, Bill. I mean, it will be about football. But I got news for you. If you think all those national cameras that are doing your games, because he's going to be on TV a lot. And I don't know how good their team is. I don't know. They got a few guys and, you know, professional staff. And Bill's got both his sons coaching with him. But people are going to want to know. And like Taylor Swift, if she's sitting anywhere, those cameras are going to find her. And she's going to be at the games. So I'm really curious.
Well, Bill went to the Aaron Rodgers School of Media, right, where he goes around and does all those big national interviews, but then he's like, you guys better leave me alone. Yeah, I have a book that came out, but I want my personal life. You guys leave me alone.
I love that Aaron Rodgers, who, by the way, I don't know if you watch the celebrity golf term. Apparently I had a lot of time off. Cause I
celebrity golf you're watching now?
Well, it was up at Tahoe.
Oh, boy.
Lake Tahoe and Aaron Rodgers. They had him on. And I was like, boy, for a guy that doesn't want to do national stuff, just wants to play and be left alone.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And you know everybody's still looking. Speaking of, the guy told everybody he got married. There's no, if he's married, there is no way starting quarterback in the NFL with his background and all the drama and celebrities he's dated, or I guess broke off, people are going to want to know.
Was she in Tahoe, the wife?
I don't.
Are we still concerned that she may not exist?
I think a lot of people are thinking that, Woody. Nobody wants
you
to.
You started that, by the way. You're the originator of that theory.
No,
I want you to know that.
Think that. No, come on. Like, you don't think it's weird that
I never thought she didn't exist.
You don't think TMZ would attract her ass down by now? Come on.
You would think. Maybe he's got her locked away in the house somewhere.
By the way, if for some reason he's not married and this is all just made up and he's messing with everybody, it is such a bad look for him.
I don't know. You bounce back from these things, bro.
Not the first time he hadn't been caught in a little
Manti Te'o's on NFL Network, isn't he? You can bounce back from these things.
Yeah. No, he's actually really good on NFL. funny you said that.
He's, yeah, you see, you bounce
guy's
back.
Doing a nice job right now, Woody. My God, now that you mentioned it. Yeah, so the Belichick thing's really interesting, but how would you like to be head of communications, that person that sets up the interviews and decides which markets he wants to do, and you know Bill didn't want to do it. And on top of it, make sure, this is a guy that hated this stuff in the NFL. Make sure you tell him, don't mention my girlfriend. This is about football and my football team. That's all. It's about me coaching college football.
It's not about, the Shula record?
That's an interesting one.
Ask him if he thinks his college wins count towards that.
No. Nah, come on. He knows they don't. Come on. He knows that. But everybody that knows Bill Belichick knows he would love, along with all those rings, would love to get that record. To this day.
Not
going to
happen,
to get
man.
That record.
No way. No way he goes from this to the NFL.
Yeah, this, I mean.
This has got to be it, right? Especially if this goes poorly.
Well, I am curious. There was a little bit of a belief when Bill Belichick went to North Carolina that a whole bunch of families were just going to send their kids there because he knows how to get them to the NFL. That was his number one marketing tool. Like,
yeah,
I know.
BS, man.
And now I think Bill is finding out, oh, crap, you have to offer money, too. As you told me a long time ago, and I said you were full of BS, Woody.
Plenty of other coaches out there have a good track record of sending guys to the pros from college.
Yeah.
Including one down here. So I don't think the whole Bill Belichick thing's gonna work. It's just very strange, man.
So
I know he's got the young
is,
girlfriend to try to seem younger and all that, but
what happens if his team goes 6-6 or 5-7?
Then we all laugh.
And he's got guys transferring and some guys coming in, guys asking for more money. Can you see Bill Belichick, who's just been done all this winning where he had total control, is going, what? And he just look, you look in the mirror, you go in, kid comes in, now you go in the bathroom and you're just going, what am I doing? Why am I friggin' doing this?
Yes, I can see that happening because it happened with Nick Saban.
Yeah, I think
it's happened with a lot of really good college coaches and basketball.
Oh, when that
and
NIL
football.
Thing hit, you're right. We, by the way, we saw a couple of old coaches in the ACC. So this is it for me. This new system's going to suck and
kill the basketball coaches.
Oh, boy, did it. Yeah.
They said no more.
Hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot of stuff to get to here. We'll hit on a little bit more on the Miami Dolphins, and we'll talk a little bit more about the University of Miami football team. And the ongoing recruiting, boy, I'll tell you what, Mario is in on every kid in the country. It's incredible. He doesn't always get them, but he's getting his name there as these kids are all now going on national TV to make that verbal commitment somewhere. Hey, I want to talk to you about something that's pretty serious. Let's talk about some real life, hit you hard stuff. Anxiety, depression, maybe the drinking's gotten a little out of control. Doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're a human. Happens, man, happens. You go through some hard times. You need some help. Recovery Unplugged in Fort Lauderdale. These folks, they get it. They've helped 19,000 people in 13 years with treatment for mental health and substance abuse led by their expert doctors and therapists who build a plan around you. Inpatient, outpatient, even virtual care can help you. Most insurance is accepted. So, hey, you need a reset? Recovery Unplugged is your spot. Call 954-737-4508. That's, again, 954-737-4508, or visit recoveryunplugged.com. Recovery Unplugged. Heal out loud.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall. Did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.